Ja, we zijn alweer aangekomen in aflevering 4 van de Labrains achtdelige serie. En deze aflevering gaat over zelfzorg is geen luxe. Zelfzorg is leefstijl, houding en welzijn in de drukke wereld waarin we leven. Dankjewel weer voor het luisteren, dat je er weer bij bent, dat je weer benieuwd bent wat Liga vandaag weer voor nieuws en inzichten in petto heeft. En Liga, welkom. Welcome to this episode, the fourth. And where we talking about self-care. It's not a luxury. It's a
Hi, hi
lifestyle.
everybody. Nice to see
Attitude.
you.
Yes, hi. Hi,
Yeah.
Liga. It's not a luxury. It is a lifestyle, attitude and well-being in a hectic world. And that's where we're talking about today. And I am thinking, Liga, let's talk about self-care. That is not a luxury. How you live, how you feel, how you work, but also how you treat your skin. And what if skincare wasn't about correction, but about respect? Liga, you often say that the skin reflects our lifestyle, environment, and stress levels. Can you share how you see self-care in a vital part of skincare and not just something extra? And I think that I'm gonna ask you questions, and you can anticipate on that.
Okay, let's
Yes?
try. Yes.
Okay, here we go again. Liga, what does the modern life do to our skin?
Oh, modern life. We can say it both ways. Yes, we have nowadays modern medicine, we have nowadays modern technologies and comfort, what we can see around and get around ourselves, but also it's like modern life constantly exposes our skin to silent aggressors. Yes, factors we don't always see, but that have a profound impact. Air pollutants, blue light from devices, digital devices, at now, yes, instead of laptop, stress, lack of sleep. And even microplastics in the environment, like all compromise the skin barrier that is accelerate or oxidative stress, yes, and disrupt microbiome. And especially if we speak about microbiome, we live in very depleted area. Like this is not full of biodiversity. We live in city. In not so many trees around, and that also reduce our inner restoring capabilities. Like I think that everyone nowadays knows that if you feel empty, if you feel tired, where you go? In nature. Yeah.
Sure.
Therefore we need to understand that this invisible overload weakens the skin natural defenses and speeds up aging. Like we have all these opportunities to reduce aging, but actually this modern life also speeds up aging. And the same way, again, inflammation, that is, my favorite
Yes.
issue, what I want to always reduce and control, and also sensitivity. Yes, that is very logical.
Yes,
And
yes.
today we see that this real challenge is not only what we apply on the skin, but how we protect it from this from inside out against these persistent daily stressors. Yeah.
Yes, so the stressors coming from the outside and the inside side, from fast food, from mental stress, from everything and from the outside. So it's fighting the skin from both sides.
Yes, and especially I think this overload of information, Yes, so many information and opposite information, controversial information, what we can find about the same topic in the internet. And we don't know who to whom believe.
No.
Yes, how to understand. And one and also the same scientists or publications, they say it is like eggs eating is not good. After 10 years, they say, oh no, it is good for cholesterol. But yes,
Yes.
and if you are not
It
following,
changes. Yes.
if you are not following and like really are professional in this field, you are not able to understand this information. Especially, there isn't one like one institution which pretends to be correct. Yes. That was, I also wanted to give advice to a cabinet of president that maybe you can be that one
Yes.
agency which could a little bit to give some like idea for people how to understand if like Ministry of Agriculture is saying one, this is good. Ministry of Environment is saying completely opposite about the same topic in the same time in one
Yes.
country.
Yes. So what must we believe and what is right?
That is very tricky. That is, and if you are not professional in this field, actually, I think it's almost impossible to understand. And you need to find your advisor, your doctor, your professional to whom you trust. How it like every you have your own hair stylist, you have your own gynecologist. Yes, you have your own dentist, and you are very lucky if you found it within one time. Usually, it takes a lot, and I think we also need to understand the same in cosmetics. Yeah, cosmetics manufacturers, there is so many opposites. Like a lot of companies, they say that acrylates, polyethylene glycols, or parabens, or phenoxyethanol, they are safe. Don't believe that somebody is saying that it's not good. There is like European Commission regula about cosmetics, and there is allowed these ingredients in this amount. Also, maybe we need to think why there is allowed amount of these ingredients. It means they are toxic. It is not like something very good. Yeah,
No,
it's
no.
like maximum amount to not poison yourself. And if you use a lot of products with the same amount, and there isn't in cosmetics regulation about how many products of these ingredients you can use. Yeah, that is maybe somehow to way just to structure your logic, but that is again to follow your logic, inner wisdom, and understand that you live in modern, yes, in modern times, and it is not easy, yes, if we speak about this information.
No, and this is for the consumer, but also for the professional, eh? So the consumer trusts a professional or an influencer, maybe, but they want to have science behind it. Has science gives a sort of trust, but I think for the professional, it's even difficult because there are so much companies who deliver the best products, eh, in their words, and I think. What you say, it's knowledge, science, but also inner wisdom
And
and
also,
logical.
it is cooperation to find your professional. I also cooperate with dermatologists. I speak with professionals because I need to understand how they see, how it reacts on your skin. But the same way, I see dermatologists. They know active ingredient. But when I say this oil is endothermic or this is exothermic product, they don't know this physical
Yes,
mechanism.
I will say that because dermatologists are have of course they have very much knowledge about the skin, but not on ingredients of products. of how
A
to put this. So
combination.
they their advices are not from knowledge. They only know the skin very well.
Yes, and then we also see those dermatologists who are open, holistic thinking,
Yes.
or those who are just
Yes, that's.
reading protocol, and that is also, and for somebody it's enough that there is very precise and accurate dermatologist who follows protocol. But for me, like I'm really demanding. I really always ask why it is like that, why it is this, and if I can't get this answer, what satisfies me? Not because it's there written, or you see before and after, or you see this and this. When I ask, please explain bio biological mechanism behind, and if I can't get this answer, then I understand. Okay, I need something more.
Yes. So I think it's good to get a bigger field of experts in different area. And I think
Very
it's very
important.
important. But what we know is that the modern life ruinates our skin, that it's not a healthy environment, that on the inside there's more and more stress. So as a follow is that there are more and more sensitive skins. That's the reaction on it, and we see it nowadays. So we have to work on it. We have something to do on it because the impact of stress on the skin is very big. And what do cortisol, inflammation, and overstimulating actually do to the skin? And how does it show in sensitivity of aging? Can you tell it?
Actually,
Explain it.
I a little bit want to say something more philosophical again. Can you
Yes, I like
allow?
it.
And because for me, it's always very important to not think about one direct mechanism, but also to little bit to fly over something. And you know, this cortisol, it's actually like, again, as inflammation, we have our natural inflammation. The same, we have natural cortisol level. It's needed because we need to wake up.
Yes, sure.
If we
Yes.
haven't naturally cortisol, we are not able to step out from the bed. We
No, we
are
sleep.
like not ready for day. Yes, this is mechanism how our body is awakening in natural way.
Yes.
And this cortisol, it's really a lot of skin. Yes, cortisol, it's like, and also it gives for skin this possibility to see. Actually, skin can see. It reacts to light.
Yes.
Yes, that is this, like, again,
Skin
we,
has eyes.
yes, therefore, we can't like reject or like, completely to not understand this mechanism, which is very crucial for us to be healthy, to be good in mood, to be ready for work. Therefore, don't afraid from cortisol as itself.
No, we
Afraid,
need it.
yes, afraid this overstress. Yeah, and stress is one of the most underestimated and but powerful disruptors. We know that, yes, for of skin health. And elevated, not normal, but this elevated cortisol levels, it's our primary stress hormone. It triggers inflammation again, yeah, more weaken the skin barrier, especially we see breakouts and so, and reduce its ability to retain moisturizing, even to be moisturized. Yes, we become more dehydrated.
Yes.
And this also leads these visible effects like dullness. Yes, we know this gray. Yes, no shiny, no brights. This is increased sensitivity. We are like hyperactive skin. Yes, resentless. We can say premature wrinkles. This again, it's because of this stress levels. and even breakouts. Yes, for acne, we see cortisols. That is very important. Cortisols for dermatitis also. It is each cortisol stress level. Yes, they have this cycle. Then, if we speak about acne, also we see these evidences when people start to use like really sustainable products, like also La Brain's. We have a lot of tests and we do focus groups and with dermatologists together. And you know, for those acne conditions like cystic acne, nodular, like very heavy inflammation, yes, we see that there is biofilm from acne bacteria. It is also induced, it's they can like induce themselves so much because there is cortisol level
Yes.
and there is lack of ceramides. And actually, what we need to do, we need to start to apply more products with ceramides, and they are more oily. But those people, they are like, you know, very frustrated, very depressed. And when they apply something oily, they think it will make more worse
Yes.
situation. And actually, they are doing good, but as they don't know, don't understand this mechanism behind, they induce cortisol level, and this cortisol
Higher.
level induce new pimples, and they think that maybe I use this, such as oil to milk, could be very like perfect. It is perfect product for cystic and nodular acne.
Yes.
Yeah, but as they have very oily, shiny skin with pimples, they apply oil and they think that it will induce. It isn't comedogenic. Yeah, it actually full of ceramides. It just goes through this acne, and
Yes.
you know, and they th this is like this tricky mechanism induced by yourself.
Sure. That
And
that's a very, very good insight because people think, oh, there's acne, we must make it dry and don't think about ceramides, which are so necessary.
Because you know, when it becomes dry, this acne bacteria can do this biofilm. This biofilm is 1,000 more resistant. There is no
Yes.
antibiotics,
Yes.
no benzyl peroxide, nothing goes through. You just need to rebuild your skin lamellar structure, increase barrier defense, and then we can start to think about different approaches. And it's not easy. It's, of course, this is again lack of information. One type of information, and maybe everyone gets used. You need azelaic acid, salicylic acid, benzoxy peroxide, and so on. But actually, it leads only to the hyperpigmentation, or not
Yeah,
helps at
that's the
all.
follow, yes, of the quick fixes. The quick
Yeah, but.
fixes where we think we fight to the acne bacteria, but that's not.
And this again produce more stress, more resilience, resistance. Yes, and that means that we start to don't believe products. We are afraid of everything. We can't properly understand, is it good for me or not? Yeah, and this yes, over time, this overstimulation from this modern life, constant demands, we could say, yeah, keeps the skin in low grade inflammatory state, yes, and accelerating aging processes, leaving more vulnerable to all environment.
And the problems come later, and this is maybe this is the tricky part because first, you have stress and you don't see it on the skin. You see the on the skin the, that mirror comes later. And then people say, if we ask, do you have stress? No. If not stress, but it's happened before. That stress level high and the disbalance is before that coming out of the skin, the breakouts. So when do we set the good plan to build the skin? Because first there is a problem, but if you don't see the problem, we don't know there is inflammation We don't know there is a lot of stress in the skin.
Yes, because I remember me 8 years or 10 years ago.
Yes.
That was the same situation. I was afraid of everything. And
Yes.
my stress level, when I saw one pimple, I was like, so, but now I understand how stressed I was. Even I was thinking, no, it's nothing.
Yes, that's what I
Actually, and
mean.
now I
Yes.
understand how stressful that was for me, because
Yes.
actually I knew that this follows next pimples, not next studies with red edema and itchy skin, that this one small pimple, it's not like pimple at now when I have, oh, pimple tomorrow it will be away.
Yes.
That was like, it is like sign, like flagman from whole cycle of like something awful.
Yes.
And when you start to think about this skincare as methodological approach, and it isn't easy. It because for me, I'm professional, like I actually work, live this every day. That for me took several years. And now I can share and I can assist, and so I'm really happy to do that, but I understand it isn't
It
easy.
is difficult, but I think in both ways, if you knew you had stress or you see it on your skin after that, or when you have stress, it's always important to get some rules in skincare.
Yeah. Like at now, I'm always flying with my peeling mask. Because if it, not with first, but after, like if I have like long business trip, like from one place to another, I can get some pimple like on the cheek or somewhere, and when I get it, it's some. Usually, it's this hormonal or stress induced. It's like quite
And
deep.
the bad environment.
Yeah, but anyway, it's dry and so on. And then I apply when I even if I'm in train or in airplane with like my makeup, like BB cream, I apply directly on that spot my peeling mask. If I did it immediately, actually after 2 hours, there is
It's
nothing.
gone.
Yeah.
That peeling mask is 2% of.
This is glycolic acid.
Yes, alpha
Lactic
hydroxy.
acid and citric acid, and this is like just alpha hydroxy acids. That's not like for oil soluble, they're just water soluble acids. Therefore, they can take out only outer layer, not solve your lipids. Like it's very crucial for traveling to not solve your lipids. And the same way, they immediately balance microbiome. Actually, this is the key,
Yes.
microbiome. Yeah, we had
Yes.
this conversation, and this acne bacteria and also Staphylococcus aureus, they are not able to grow in this 4.3 till 4.7. What I apply this environment, I can keep this very low pH, and it's just natural way.
And you can leave it on. You can leave it on the skin.
I
That's
leave
no
it on
problem.
pimple. I leave it on, even reapply several times if it is necessary.
It
And
still works.
this is like 95% it works. Yeah, it's very high percentage.
Yes, but it stopped working after a while. If you leave it on your skin, there's no problem.
No, it's not that it stopped working after a while. It's sometimes. You need something else. Maybe it wasn't. I just last time it was just actually I opened my bag and I saw that my cosmetics bag stayed in luggage in large and
Okay,
it is with
yes.
me in airplane, and I was what? That was like only 2 hours or 3 hours flight. Yes, and therefore I wasn't like how to say specific for my hand luggage, and that was why. And I had only my test cream with me, new one. What is for this Botox, you know, at
Oh,
now we
yes,
are doing.
there's a new one which is coming.
Yes,
Yes.
yes, and there is inside nutraceutical. Yes, you know this nice. There is inside
Yes.
also
Maybe we
peptides.
must talk about it later. Yes, that
Yeah,
neuron
and
is
I
very
just
nice.
applied, and after like 1 hour, I feel there is nothing. I was thinking I'm really happy. Okay, but it is, yes, maybe out of topic, but okay. That
Yes.
means you just need to find some plan A, plan B, plan C, how to reduce your inner stress. That is like my main idea, what I would like to say.
What does the skin needs on that moment? Without the self-care routine must be very big. What's in your opinion necessary for a micro ritual? Can you give that some practical that fit the skin in a very busy life, and people don't want always very large sort of products? What's necessary? What's good? Some practical tips in a micro ritual.
Actually, yes, for me, this daily self-care, it's like isn't about perfection. It's really about some practical routine what helps. And this is also about thinking that we need to creating sustainable micro rituals. Yes, that also helps for you to be more confident or to like to be in your rhythm. And it's like meaningful moments what grounds me. Like, you know, I am not that lady who likes to do a lot of skincare routine.
No.
Yes, it's like spending of time. I always prefer to read or to speak with someone. So at now, actually, I also at now I feel more and more that I like these micro rituals. And when I apply like Nordic Mud Cleanser, I apply it for detox, for senolytic activity. It's also anti-aging as mask. And me,
So the cleanser, that's nice to hear. It's
and meanwhile,
multifunctional.
I clean my brushes, my teeth.
Yes. So the cleanser you use, you bring it on your skin and you leave it for a while, and in the
Up
time you
to
brush
meaning,
your
yes.
teeth, because it's a detoxifying but also anti-aging
Yes,
elements in that
yes,
cleanser.
yes.
And that Nordic Mud is Latvia ingredient.
Peat extract, yes, it
Peat
is like
extract.
ingredients, but at now actually we switch to Austria. This is from CO2, very safe extraction. And I'm always actually, I had a lot, I done a lot regarding peat restoration and peat protection. In Latvia, and we found this very unique company. They do like very sustainable CO2 extraction. They just got small amount of this peat, then they do this extraction, and then it closed. It's not disrupting the environment or like breaking rules. Yes, this is very sustainable approach. And I like this peat extract. It's something very unique, even with this senolytic activity that helps our DNA, yes, to
So deep
rebuild
it
itself.
works so
Yeah.
much in the cleanser, you know. So a cleanser is more than only cleanse the skin. It does do very much more. But back to your skincare routine,
Yeah.
is that cleanser is a two-step in one. In that time you do your teeth, then the next step. What's the next step?
Sometimes it depends. If it is evening, then I can apply oil to milk mask. Then I just go out to sit in like in summer house. I love to do that in summertime, and I feel how this ceramides. I just really use it as a real mask for 15 till 20 minutes. But if it's not dissolved milk, then I always have my micellar water and tonic. And I use it as control to really be sure that everything is clean. I like to use in the morning, evening, new towels, small towels. And I apply this micellar water not on cotton pad, but on this towel.
Okay.
And clean my face. And I see, is it really like clean? Everything is white. And the same way I now I stabilize my pH, give ferments for good bacteria, moisturize with betaine, what is inside in this tonic, yes,
Yes.
and finalize that I really have like nicely, very gently washed face without stripping away my natural defense or natural moisturizers and free fatty acids.
Yes, I do it on my hands and then splash on my
Yeah,
face.
it can
So
be also.
I don't lose any of the product.
I like to apply on towel because then I see that it is clean. Like
Yes,
sometimes,
yes.
of course, I also do this splash on hands and just quickly. It
Yes,
depends. Usually
that's
in the heat.
so nice. It feels like moisturize the skin directly.
There is also inside this Hino Kitty oil. We use it as preserving agent, but it is also anti-aging.
Yes,
Yes.
okay, yeah.
That's
So
what.
now we have the cleanser, which you can use as a mask, two types of cleansers, and there are more. Then the toner, that's step two. And then.
Now I like to do this massage as minimum 2 minutes and before like few deep breaths, breaths, yes. To calm down, and this massage I usually do with lymphatic drainage with serum. I prefer Pore Perfect serum, or sometimes it can be also hyaluronic, this renovation sculpture serum if I feel that I need a little bit plump, yes, more like plumping system. But I really use them as lymphatic drainage massage. I apply them on my skin. And then I do this cheek vibrations, very gentle, like right now I'm showing, I don't know how to do, and like reduce edema and from cheeks to the ears, and then goes down by neck till the shoulders.
Yes,
And
that's the lymphatic system,
I
but
try to do
also
like
you.
5 movements each, like approximately 20-30 seconds.
Okay, but also you can do it with the gua sha or with the cupping, little cupping.
Yeah, but I don't know how to do
Okay,
that.
I can learn
And
you.
I prefer like to mix this very gentle, just like how to say shaking, very gentle shaking away, like with your finger touches like butterfly, very very nice, very gentle, and just like from nose. And shaking hands, I'm going horizontally till the earth, shaking earth, and then go down.
Yes,
And this is my approach. I really feel immediately my lymphatic drainage. I feel this how my skin
well.
reacts. And after these 2 minutes, I really feel that my skin is like vibrating. And this is
Yes.
like very quick, very like.
Yes, it also takes a few minutes in there. Now we tell a long story, but it's only in
Yeah.
a very short time. And then I prefer to do a professional massage in the by the professional, of course. They can do it much
Yeah,
deeper
for
and
sure.
more intense. But that's the next step. And then you have a moisturizer or the cream. But when do you use the peeling mask for this?
Okay, I'll finish with moisturizer. When I apply moisturizer, then I more work with my forehead area, yes, to really do it with massage, like really red, because you know, blood they comes with amino acids, with micro elements, and when I apply this like oily system with activators from my moisturizer, then I activate from inner side, and you I really see if I have some wrinkles, then I massage within 2 days. Really,
They are
it works
gone.
perfectly.
Yes.
Peeling mask I apply once to twice per week, usually in the evening. Or it is in my pocket, yes, with me if I have pimple. At now we have this new peeling mask that I suggest once per week because it's also oil solving ingredients like polyhydroxy acids, yes, that is more with natural salicylates and they act also as antioxidant and anti-aging, but the same way we need to be more cautious about these oil soluble ingredients. And this is once after Nordic Mud, before micellar water.
Yes, and then you end with micellar water as a toner, and then the next steps.
Yeah. And in the morning, BB cream.
And
And
on in the morning,
that
BB
is,
cream, but it's not an SPF.
this is with SPF 15 till 20. It
Yes.
depends what kind of layer you apply.
But it's
And
not a
also,
cell
because
as an SPF. There's not the word SPF on it.
there is written UVE, UVB, broad spectrum. And you know, this SPF means nothing actually. If it's not written UVA, UVB, or broad spectrum, we're protector because we need to be protected from both rays. And also, we need to be protected from blue light. And this BB cream also protects from blue light. It also protects from pollution. It actually, these hectorites, it's there is inside clay. They are inner, they work, this clay works as second skin and catch pathogens, catch bacteria. There is also inside hyaluronic acid and ceramides in this BB cream. And these ceramides actually helps, therefore it's very good for acne, for dermatitis. Maybe if you have very dry skin, like not all products are suitable for everyone. Always there is as minimum 1%. Sorry, it's not for you. We need to think, but we see that this actually, even very famous makeup specialists, they say, Liga, there isn't a competitor for your BB cream. Yes, of course, there is like tonal, like as very like makeup, heavy makeup, but for daily makeup, for
Use.
daily skin tone evening, for as moisturizer, there isn't like it's really perfect. It is not easy, maybe for everyone within first time to apply. You need to know how to do it. Like you can do it with brush, but very long, not like quickly do spots on the one place, but like a nice large, not large, but like how to say? I do that I apply quite a large amount on my fingers, and then just from nose till
From
the
nose till the ear,
yes.
yes. And that's the whole skincare routine because you don't need an eye cream, you don't need a neck cream because it's
No.
all this product from your skincare routine doesn't need this because the creams are light enough and soft enough to use around the eyes.
Also, why actually eye creams, it's marketing, because it was all creams, they are full with this allergens, preservatives, solvents. They irritate a lot, and eye immediately feels, they feel immediately these irritants, and they start to, yes, to be red or eye drops, and so like tearing and so on. Then they do this small amount and reduce preservatives, ask a lot of money, but all La Brain's products are also eye serum, eye cream, and décolleté, of course. And of course, if you have like acne or you have some dermatitis and you have some place spot, yes, for some maybe acne spots, you can use like around. There is also acne with dry skin, yes, dry skin acne.
Yes, the
And you can
combination.
actually sometimes I'm even suggest to combine like dermatitis cream around this dry area, and where is like normal, maybe to use this for perfect cream. Yes, this is a combination. It is possible when you have
Yes.
active inflammatory stage, but actually I think that minimalist routine, yes, this
Yes.
gentle cleansing microbiome supporting care and internal intentional sun protection, internal calm, what we can get from nutraceuticals, what is in our products incorporated. It actually can make a profound difference when we use it constantly. That is what we need to understand.
Yes,
Even
because
during
it's
the busy
not.
day. If you, like a lot of ladies, they say, you know, Liga, I forgot to wash my face. They are like more 45. I said, what?
Yes.
You use tunnel with like makeup, and you, it is, it should be as must have every day.
Yeah.
And
And
also, like this, if we speak about this self-care, yes, for me, it's begins with taking care of my self first. It means strengthening my mind and body, yes, to gain the resilience and need to support and help others. And without this nurturing ourselves, we can't truly be like present for those around us. Like
Yes.
daily self-care, it also reduces tendency to focus on complaint or problems, yes. And it shifts to the perspective toward like grow and learning. And I also find that self-care encourage a culture of these positive changes, yes, like sharing experience with other women, asking how they approach their routine. Oh, you have nice hairstyle, or you have nice that, yes. This also, you can do this routine like more knowing, like more growing, and therefore these rules like to do every day. You should do. It's must have, yes. And this
Course.
intercommunication, not only strengthens connections, but also deepens my understanding of the world, and continuously helps me improve. And I also see that others are happy that like this is, if you think about it, it's not only taking your time, this routine.
No, it's
It's
your
also,
self-worth and your present you present yourself, but first for yourself so you can be there for others. And your skincare routine is a part, an important part, because the skin has a lot of fighting from the inside and the outside, eh? Where we start our episode. And you may do this for yourself because it's good for a healthy skin and for your whole body, but in especially for your face, because it has no a cloth around it. It's so open, and I think it's very good for the healthy skin to build, because a healthy skin is not built in one day and not in one week. It's a consistency, and then if your skin builds and gets stronger, the immune system gets stronger, and you see it in your face. And when you see your face in the mirror, you become happy because you see that in the mirror. Very good. So I think that we are agree that if care becomes a matter of style, attitudes, it's good for us, it's good for our health, it's good for our mind, and we become stronger women. And I think it's very good. So
And we build stronger community, and if it's stronger community, is get better politician,
yes,
better
it's
like everything.
the circle of life.
Think about your skincare routine as building country.
Moi, moi. Thank you, Liga, for this episode. And Liga die vult dus het woord zelfzorg ook weer opnieuw in. Met hem maakt daar ook een soort van ritueel van. Niet als een luxe, niet als een retreat, maar iets als een dagelijkse daad van een soort van zelfrespect. En dat is iets wat we mogen doorgeven, ook aan onze klanten of aan jezelf. Dat goed voor jezelf zorgen helemaal niet egoïstisch is. Het is eigenlijk essentieel voor je huid, je energie en je uitstraling. Wil je meer inspiratie over hoe je deze visie kunt integreren? Heeft jou iets geraakt in het verhaal van Labrinx? Wil je daar meer van weten? Reageer dan of app naar info of mail naar info@annelieseacademy.nl. Want het is natuurlijk heel erg mooi als je, zeg maar, zo gaat denken en voor jezelf deze zorg gaat implementeren. Of het ook weer door gaat geven aan je klanten. Dankjewel weer voor het luisteren en we zien je graag bij de volgende aflevering.
Bye.
Bye bye, Liga.